On yesterday's show, you would have heard this. Maybe you didn't. If you didn't, I'll replay what Jeff Jacobs had to say. He's the president of the Cape Town Chamber of Commerce and Industry. He said that instead of Cape Town, the city council, being an enabler of doing business and encouraging development, it's become a disabling force due to bureaucracy. And Alderman James Foss, let me just welcome him first. James, good morning. Good having you on the show.
Hi, good morning. Good morning, Gino.
Lekker. So let me play you what Jeff had to say yesterday. Take a listen to this.
The public sector, they are paid for by ratepayers and by taxes and the likes. They must be held to account. And these are folk that are earning decent salaries. If you compare it to the private sector, they're actually earning extravagant salaries.
Yep.
They should be doing their job. And the fact that they're not doing their job calls for some action to be taken.
And that is Jeff talking about your, well, not your staff, James, but obviously when it comes to planning, that is someone else's portfolio. But when we talk about economic opportunities, then, I mean, that does fall under you. And if our economic opportunities are being hampered, even though it's a planning department that might be needing to get its act right, it falls squarely on your lap as well, because you are the MACO member responsible for ensuring that we have economic opportunities created.
Absolutely, Kino. And therefore, because this sector is so important to our city's economy and issues constraining growth, certainly is my business to help unlock and streamline where possible. And so my department, called the Enterprise and Investment Department, is in the process of rolling out I Mean Business project, which will look at processes, systems, and culture within the administration and how we can reform to align the administration with our business-friendly offering. And so certainly it is a matter of shifting the thinking within the organization and all about an ease of doing business culture, a mindset, and indeed should be embedded where the employees, systems, and processes are all aligned towards improving the internal and external business environment for business to invest. And so, as stated by Mr. Jeff Jacobs, both the Western Cape Property Development Forum and the Cape Chamber of Commerce have regular engagements with the relevant city departments about development and bottlenecks. And a few weeks ago, at a property development sector engagement, I shared with industry professionals the city's commitment to working with property development sectors, because the development sector, Kino, is especially important as it provides the space for economic activity to take place and is the driver of activity for the construction industry.
So James, hold on. Before you continue, I just want to say something here. 8 years. Waiting 8 years before you can start building something is crazy. When people have invested money in that, they've got to pay back loans on the money and the investments that they've received. And Jeff was saying it takes up to 8 years to get something passed. I mean, that just seems ridiculous.
Well, absolutely. So it's vital that I clear up any misconceptions and provide the facts on what the city is doing to encourage development. So if there's those specific examples, Mr. Jeff Jacobs has an open door with the city. In fact, we would encourage him to provide details to those specific applications that are stuck in the system so that my department can assist to unlock and take it to the various departments as part of our coordination and development planning. We've assisted various big developments in a very short space of time. Amazon, for example, it's taken us a few months to get the Amazon investment into our city and to take it through the various processes. I can mention many more. The Woodstock development, there's one of 450 million rand where we've assisted within a space of a few months to get that application through all the various systems. And so if there's issues that's dating back for 8 years, certainly must refer them to my office so that my one-stop shop, if I can call it that, can help facilitate through private sector and intergovernmental projects and coordination. So I just want to share with your listeners. So we have set up this development facilitation branch within my directorate to help specifically coordinate through city services whilst drawing on the services of external business support. And so I encourage developers and business to get hold of my department so that we can provide the necessary assistance to take it right through the city services and processes so we get a smooth landing for those in big investments coming into our city.
And we've I would imagine that your interest is as well as the smaller businesses, the micro enterprises, the people who actually drive real growth in GDP in this country.
Absolutely. So on the ground, the city's enterprise and investment department certainly collaborates with partners from business, formations, investment promotion agencies, and sector support entities so that we can also build on the ecosystem for small business expansion. So I look after small business expansion and the big business because there needs to be an ecosystem for both.
Absolutely.
And so as you've mentioned in your introduction, whilst this is a matter within the planning and management directorate, I certainly understand the impact on the city's economy and how we need to unlock this important space for construction activity to happen. And so I have this development facilitation unit that's on hand to provide coordination and assistance.
James, we're going to leave it there.